Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
They say that the ages of miracles is past, but not at the little Salvos church in Dunstable in the UK. Christmas 2012 may be a distant memory, but they will never forget the many small miracles that happened. As part of their service to the community, the little church provided food hampers for 155 families. Within those families, there were 334 children, and they all received at least one gift. Homeless people also received hampers and presents. But there were times when the store of food and presents was running out. One day, five teenagers stood in the foyer and the initial thought was that they wanted to help. It turned out that they were on a course at the local college and one young lady had taken upon herself to organise her classmates, print leaflets and encourage her fellow students and the customers to donate food to this little church. They were waiting for their tutor to arrive, whose car boot was full of tinned food. It turns out that a year earlier, this young lady had been homeless and had received support at the little church in Dunstable's Wednesday evening soup kitchen. This was her way of repaying the favour. After all the hampers had been given out, a young woman arrived asking for one. The little church had to search around for stuff to give her. While they were asking about how old her children were, a man arrived to donate some toys, which were for ages that matched her kids' ages. At the little church's soup kitchen, a gentleman needed new runners. A week later, a boy had brought some new trainers that turned out to be the wrong size, and rather than take them back, he gave them to the Little Salvos Church. Taking them in, the organizer in the little church asked what size they were. They were the exact size needed for the gentleman. A man who recently came out of prison arrived looking for help to get a bed for his flat. The centre manager of the little church was talking to him in the foyer about what they would do for him. Queuing up the stairs were many ladies waiting to get into the exercising group, and clearly they'd heard the discussion, as a number of them gave donations. Coincidences? I think there comes a point in time when we can't use that excuse anymore. I think they experienced the truth of the words of the Bible in Philippians 4 verse 19 that say, "My God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." That little church in Dunstable couldn't have done what they did without the generosity of the general public who donated to the church's caroling effort, nor with those who went the extra mile to bring food or toys into their centre just when they were needed. So, the next time that you're prompted to give some money, food or new goods to the army or any other charity, don't hesitate, as you too may have the privilege of being involved in one of God's miracles. I'm Aaron Wright.